Harper Audio presents A Widow's Story by Joyce Carol Oates. Read for you by Ellen Parker. In memory of my husband, Raymond Smith. Oh, God, you are going to be so unhappy. Gail Godwin. I am very sorry to learn that Ray died a couple of weeks ago. When someone I loved died, I found it helpful to remind myself that this person was not less real because she wasn't real now, just as people in New Zealand aren't less real because they aren't real here. Derek Parfit. When my mother died, I adopted the Gestalt technique of saying to myself, whenever there was a surge of grief, I choose to have a mother who is dead. T.D., a former colleague at the University of Windsor. One breath at a time, Joyce. One breath at a time. Gloria Vanderbilt. Part 1. The Vigil. My husband died. My life collapsed. Chapter 1. The Message. February 15, 2008. Returning to our car that has been haphazardly parked by me on a narrow side street near the Princeton Medical Center, I see thrust beneath a windshield wiper what appears to be a sheet of stiff paper. At once my heart clenches in dismay, guilty apprehension. A ticket? A parking ticket at such a time? Earlier that afternoon I'd parked here on my way, hurried, harried, a jangle of admonitions running through my head like shrieking cicadas. If you'd happen to see me, you might...